Chapter 10 of Winning Your Relationship Game, Communication Styles. Like your personality style, you have a basic communication style. Recall that communication is one of the three pillars of a winning relationship, so it deserves far more than one chapter in this book. Again, I want you to have enough to relate to, not to get bogged down into too many details. Your communication style has great impact on your relationship. Gender differences may be one of the most influential factors in your communication. Men and women have different ways of communicating, and underestimating this can be detrimental. I do want to add here that it's not necessarily just gender roles. This may sound rather generalized, but there is a masculine and a feminine way of communicating, and many women communicate in a masculine manner and vice versa. I've seen it go both ways. So I'll say male and female, but just know that that is more than just a gender issue. It is just a style, a masculine or feminine style. There are cultural effects on your communication, and you usually won't even recognize it. In general, men are taught to be competitive, tough, and independent. Women are usually taught to be self-depreciating, to serve, and to be supportive to others. Often, women subconsciously struggle with this and will strike up a covert competitiveness. As an example, I'll share my own story. During my time in junior high school, feminism was a huge topic of debate. I remember thinking, I don't need a man to do things for me. I want to be strong and self-reliant. That belief traveled with me in ways I probably still don't recognize. But I did notice that I always felt slightly irritated when a man opened the door for me. More than that, I would always quickly open the door first if I could. When I studied gender communication, it became clear to me, opening the door for another person places you in a one-up position. It communicates to the other person, I'm allowing you to pass first. From that day, I began welcoming others opening the door for me. Men are usually groomed to be competitive. They care about the game. Girls care more about the relationship between the players. Boys play team sports in order to compete. Girls compete in order to be on a team. Boys yell, scream, even fight, and then pick up and continue as if nothing happened. They don't let bad feelings get in the way. They enjoy the game for the competition itself. When girls engage in competition, they focus more on collaboration. If there are bad feelings, they'll halt the interaction. If there's conflict, they take it personally. They only enjoy the competition if they're in partnership with the team members. Have you ever known girls that fight and get over it? They hold the grudge forever. If boys fight, they're friends the next day. Because of these differences, men will tend to compete to resolve conflicts. This results in missing out on building skills to recover from being upset. Girls want partnerships with others and so allow themselves to work through feelings, hence better developing those emotion management skills. Because of that, when a man is flooded with emotion, he'll be more intensely affected. His emotions will probably take longer to subside than a woman's. He'll probably avoid bringing up issues because he feels ill-equipped to manage the accompanying emotions. Women are going to bring up issues more frequently because they're less awkward about resolving things. This means the woman is most likely to be the emotional caretaker of the relationship. She will readily raise issues with the hopes of resolving them and feel confident about emotion management. Relating to others is another area of difference. Women have a need to talk about things. Sharing is a way they connect. Men often relate to others in an information exchange, purely operational. For example, ask a man, "How was your day?" He'll say, "Fine, nothing outstanding." Ask a woman how her day was, she'll tell you who she went to lunch with, something funny her boss said, and a project that she worked on. Women enjoy knowing others understand what they're going through. I tell another woman a problem I'm having, and she'll tell me when she had the same problem. We'll go back and forth offering support to each other. Men often don't have that need for support from each other. Their exchanges may be more of an attempt to be competitive. They maneuver to put themselves in a one-up position. A man might say, "My car is acting up." In response, another man will say, "I know how to fix that." Often, a woman will complain that her male partner doesn't tell her things. She'll assume that he doesn't care. More likely, he just does not have that same drive to share things. He doesn't attach the same importance to sharing. If a woman says she wants to talk, a man will cringe. He feels he's stepping into uncharted waters. Now, if all that hasn't convinced you of gender biases, consider this. How many times have you heard the word bossy used to describe a man? It's not really used to describe males. Girls are bossy, and it has a negative connotation. Although these are generalities and not absolutes, don't underestimate the gender influences on your communication. Again, you may find yourself needing to move towards the middle. Men may need to be more comfortable sharing. Women may need to share less. Raising your awareness of your communication style will help develop understanding of each other. The recap. Number one, you have cultural and gender influences on your communication style. Number two, you're either collaborative or competitive. Number three, neither of these is good or bad, they're just different. Number four, respect that as tied as you are to your style, your partner is just as tied to their own. Practice. Looking at gender differences, is there conflict in your relationship because of collaboration or competitiveness? What's one thing you can do to be more neutral in your communication style? If you have any ideas or you get stuck, you can send me an email at allison@allisonvelez.com. The website is winningyourrelationshipgame.com.